Hi, Dr. Sharma. Dictating for Angela Alston, ANGELALSTON. Date of birth is 5/2/66. Date of accident is, date of visit is 11/11/2022. The patient returns for a follow-up and she says she has a lot of issues in the neck and the lower back. She reports of severe pain in the neck 8 to 9 and lower back pain is also 9 across, involving both the sacroiliac joint. In addition, patient has pain which is in the right wrist and hand, as well as pain in the right ankle and foot. These pains are continuing for a while, and the patient has reported these pains vary from 8 to 9, and they are constant. And ADLs are affected almost 9, especially sleep is affected 10, and the general activity mood are affected 7. Relationship with other people are affected 6. 40% relief is obtained by the patient through the physical therapy, acupuncture that she is doing currently, and the medications. In the system review, patient reports that there is no history of any involvement of neurology and psych, no headaches or dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory, vision problem, or any memory problems are related, and there is no anxiety, depression, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient does have a stiffness of the neck and lower back, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back, and also into the knee. And into the right ankle and foot. In the left, into the right wrist and hand. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive device. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in last 30 days, except the pain in the neck is shooting down to upper shoulder. Current pain medications are not good temporarily, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 145 over 86, pulse is 90, pulse oxygen is 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is 10/11/2022, dictation number is 1023-001. Plan of care, the diagnosis are the same. Plan of care is to continue the Norco 5-325 once a day PRN, 30 tablets. Patient is advised to continue marijuana, and patient is to continue naproxen, Alavil, and Flexeril, which have a refill, and she should continue her chiropractic, neuropsych, physical therapy treatment. She was referred to a neurosurgeon, Dr. Oppenheimer, who has not made an appointment, hence she is being referred to Dr. Mohan, who is a neurosurgeon. The patient has a issue especially getting the lumbar epidural steroid injections and or the cervical epidural steroid injections that were advised to her for further treatment. Patient also doesn't want any spinal cord stimulation, but she is open to the idea of surgery as a permanent cure. All the options were discussed with her. Thank you.